The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Connect with ultra-fast speeds and our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
It's 16 minutes to 10 o'clock. Wasn't Monica something? Patrick and his mum, as the text says, we need to look after the vulnerable in our society. They teach us so much about love and kindness and just being alive. So thanks for not making her do the quiz. Indeed, Monica's an incredible human being. I'm completely overwhelmed by her love for her son and the beauty of her words so eloquently put here. And thanks for those nice words. Now, let's go to Waterford City and say hello to Emer Kelly. Hi, Emer.
Hello, Ryan. How are you?
How are you getting on?
I'm okay. Just listening to Monica there.
Yeah.
Such a sweet lady. Very nice story. So it makes you put things into perspective, doesn't it?
Just a little bit of life and perspective. Yeah. What are you up to today?
I'm going to work at 11 and then I've got to go and do some shopping and I've got to go and visit my dad.
Okay, where's your dad?
He's at home now. He was in hospital, but he's home now since Wednesday and he's doing good, thank God.
We'll pass on our best to him. I'm glad to hear that.
Yes, absolutely.
Do you have animals?
I do. I have two dogs and two cats and they're all rescues, Ryan.
Oh, lovely. And can you name them all first? I'm always curious about names.
Oh, the two little lads, the cats are Ed and Huey, and the two girls are Biscuit and Bo.
Okay, lovely. The two bees. Lovely.
Exactly.
Okay, well, we'd love to try and get you some nice things from Petfix Club. So are you ready to play?
Absolutely.
Let's do this. Just tell me the name of this animal, please.
Quack a duck.
Quack a duck is correct.
I was going to say quacky.
Can you name the black and white cartoon beagle who is best friends with Woodstock and he's owned by Charlie Brown?
Oh, Snoopy.
Yes. Here's a clip showing the extraordinary talent of Phoebe Buffay from the TV show Friends. Have a listen and see if you can tell me the missing word.
Smelly cow. Smelly cow. What are they feeding you? Smelly cow. Smelly cow. It's not your fault.
All right. What's the word?
Oh, I don't know. Is it deer, Annie? No.
Okay, so you're not a Friends person. I get slagged for not being a Friends reference. Not getting them when they do them all the time. So it's a smelly animal, and you have two of them, beginning with B. Don't you?
Or no,
do you have the cats or the dogs? I'm not sure which you have. the two little feline friends are called what? The name of the animal, it's either a dog or a
cat.
No, sorry about that. That's my fault, Emer. I lost my train of thought there. Not at all. Nasher or Ganasher was the loyal pet dog of which badly behaved cartoon schoolboy in the black and red striped jumper?
Dennis the Menace.
Well done. I thought I was going to have to help you out there too. That's fine. And finally, this is stretching it now, but any chance at all to play a little bit of Macca and I'm on it. So you'll have to indulge me and have a listen to this awfully brilliant tune. And see if you can tell me the missing word.
Sending roses and your silly dreams, really just a waste of time, because she's mine.
Love this song.
Gone Girl is mine.
The what Gone Girl? You've told me about your cats, but then you also have...
Dog Gone
Girl is mine. 5 out of 5. We got there, Emer. Well done.
Thank you so much, Ryan. That's absolutely brilliant.
You're going to go to...
And you're brilliant.
You're brilliant.
We're looking forward to Country and Western. Oh, my dad is tonight.
Oh, good.
Glad he's out far to watch it. He can't wait to see Philomena Begley.
Well, she'll be there for him in fully resplendent, and we always love her on the show. So get him to tune in. You're going to go to Muckers Park Hotel and Spa in Killarney, pet-friendly hotel. Enjoy that. Year's membership to Petfix Club and €150 voucher to spend in their shop there. So... enjoy it all and happy Christmas, Emer.
Of course I will. And you have a lovely Christmas,
thank
Ryan.
You. Nice Thanks to talk to you.
So much.
Take care.
Mind yourself. Bye.
And you too. Billy McAvoy, good morning.
Good morning, Ryan.
Are you well?
Not too bad, not too bad.
And where do we find you this morning?
In Trim, County Meath.
Beautiful, a beautiful place. And gorgeous place to go for a walk, I'd say, with the dog.
It is indeed. We're very lucky. Plenty of beautiful walks down by the Boyne, down by the castle.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, lovely.
And
lovely.
Who do you take out for a walk these days?
I take out Bailey.
Tell me about Bailey.
She's four years old. She's she's a border collie. We got her off a local farm here up in Bordenville. And
I'd say she's a bright dog. Is she border collies? I'd say they're smart.
very, very smart.
Yeah.
And just mad for the ball.
Loves the ball.
Loves the ball.
And tell me this, do you do what we used to do back in the 80s, throw a ball with your hand, or do you have that strange thing?
No, we have that strange thing.
Okay, I see people with it. It was quite unnerving. I was going for a walk once, and there was a guy kind of walking behind me by about 100 yards, and he had that thing, and every now and again I'd see the ball whizzing by my ear with saliva coming off it, and the dog chasing after and bringing it back. I thought, this is wrecking my buzz. I'll take a different walk. But anyway, Billy, you've got the thing. You're ready to go. Let's try and win you a prize. What animal is this? Any ideas?
I can't hear it.
Oh, you can't hear it. Okay, well, hang on. I'll try again. He might be, if he was on the phone, he'd be on making a trunk call. No, good man. How many Dalmatian puppies featured in Disney's original 1961 film?
101.
Good man. Here's a song I'm always singing in my dressing room on a Friday night. Have a listen to this clip of Right Said Fred singing I should have read that first. I'm Too Sexy, and see if you can tell me the missing word. Fake punch.
I'm a model, you know what I mean, and I do my little turn on the
catwalk.
Yeah, the cat. Yeah, I bet you're seeing that too, Billy, right? Can you name the dog in the children's TV show The Magic Roundabout? Shares his name with the aegis of a priest in Father Ted.
Dougal.
Good man yourself. You're doing great, Billy. We're really pushing it with this, but why wouldn't we? It's the end of the week and we're running out of appropriate songs. So have a listen to this and see if you can tell me the type of dog Simon and Garfunkel aren't really singing about. Good man, Billy. You're all over. That's another song that gets the good butcher's knife to it after a wedding. That's the boxer. Good man, Billy. Billy, that's good news for you. You are going to go away to the Muckross Park Hotel in Spann, Killarney. You're going to get your year's membership and voucher for £150 at Petfix Club Store. So well done to you.
That's fantastic. Thanks very much, Ryan. That's great.
Happy Christmas to you.
Thank you.
All the best.
Best. You too, and all yours. Thanks.
Appreciate it. Thanks a million. Mind yourself. There goes Billy, and thanks to all our friends at PetFixClub.com for that competition this week, and good luck with the endeavour. What a beautiful lady, meanwhile. Still about Monica, lots of love. Brenda says her message of love is something that should be played every day. Just keep it simple. I'm beside myself after Monica. How can anyone be so resolved and wonderful? I can't even complete this text. There are so many tears in my eyes. I'm beyond thankful I heard her speak today. I've never needed anything more. Monica says another, is an absolute pleasure to listen to. Unbelievable. What a tough, tough superhuman, as you say, and quite rightly too, because she was and is something else. Wishing her and her family a very happy Christmas. And just a lot of love for Monica, as you'd expect. She's one of those people who takes you by surprise, stops you in your tracks, and makes you think that we've got a lot. Mightn't think it sometimes, but life isn't as bad sometimes as you think it could be. Shall we take a moment? I light the fire.